The Guardian.
When you were filming the series, at what point did you think to yourself, I could win this?
For me, it was, I had three things for me going into this process. Don't get fired in the first week. Make sure you get to the top five. And when you're in the top five, you can actually win it. So I suppose to answer your question, it would probably be when I got to the top five, when I got through the interviews when I got through the last task and got into the interview stage, I thought, really, this is where it takes. You know, once you get into the final, anything can happen. You know, it's like a final at Wembley, isn't it? You know, the underdog might win.
When you were filming the interview stage, did you think, oh no, I've blown it with, you know, lying on the CV or maybe the pterodactyl impression? Did you think, oh no, I've blown it?
I think definitely with the CV, you know, it's definitely my worst moment in the whole process. Talking about the university thing and did it happen, did it not happen, and the miscommunication on the CV. I had written on there that it wasn't not completed, but you know that never come out in the actual conversation. Very, very embarrassing moment for me. But you know, the way I look at it is, I was 11 weeks into that process, and I'd never been grilled from Sir Alan because my record was very, very strong. So it was about time I got a grilling from him, and you know, I deserved it and got reprimanded for it as well.
I mean, you must have thought about this. Why do you think you won? Do you think that Sir Alan saw something of himself in you? You know, a working class boy made good or something like that?
No, I don't think so. I think what Sir Alan saw in me is my ability to deliver. If you look at my track record, out of the 11 tasks that you participate in, and not the interviews, if you like, I won 8, lost 3, never in the boardroom, final 3. I project managed 3 times and I won them as well. I also got very good comments around managing of Lucinda and Sara and getting the best out of them as well. And the margin that I won by in the supercar task was, you know, pretty much double figures, 10 grand worth. It was nearly £10,000 worth of margin that we beat the other team by. So, you know, everything that I had done, and including team players as well, I delivered every time. And I think that's really what, you know, it was a consistency. I mean, if you look at it from a league table point of view of Premier League, for example, I'm Man United.
when you applied to become a contestant on The Apprentice, did you think, I want to become a force in business and this is a way to do that? Or did you think, I could become a famous TV reality star?
Definitely the former. I mean, you know, the reality TV thing, it just didn't even come into place. The way I look at it is, I use this as a vehicle. I mean, it is an interview process, you know, no matter what, you know, what people think or whatever. Yes, it's a TV show, clearly, but, you know, you have to put yourself out there. And, you know, if I sent my CV with no miscommunications on it, if I sent my CV to Sir Alan, he'd just put it in the bin. You know, he, if I phoned him up and said, oh, could I have an interview with you to maybe work for you? He'd just be like, who are you? Go away. So, you know, you use The Apprentice as a vehicle to get in front of people like Sir Alan. And yeah, you know, if you're not successful and you don't get to work for Sir Alan, you've also put yourself out there in front of other business people, business leaders in the world, in the UK and stuff, that might take an interest. You know, for me, it's not a reality TV show. It's about putting yourself out there in a business context. And, you know, the first maybe 3, even 4 weeks of The Apprentice is all about people jostling for positions and arguing and, you know, basically looking numpties and so on and so forth. But as Sir Alan sifts through the wheat from the chaff, etc., it does get lots more business orientated. And where else could you go for a job interview that allows you to go to one of the world's leading agencies and design adverts and make adverts and look at selling different things and the variety of things that we've actually done? You can't buy that experience. So that's why I entered The Apprentice.
Did you think the tasks were realistic business situations, or do you think they were, you know, artificial, more like a TV game show?
I'd agree with your former statement there. I would say that there were definitely business orientated tasks. I mean, what you got to remember is, you know, the TV company that are actually making the program, they have to have a balance there. It has to have some form of entertainment, because otherwise no one would watch it and it wouldn't be as popular as it is. But equally, when you look at the tasks, maybe the straight selling tasks, maybe you could look at that and say, well, okay, that we can trip you up. But you know, when you're looking at revenues and margins and advertising and all of them types of things, it's definitely a business task. I think what you need to look at as well on that point is, you know, what the results are of them and whether or not you can make money from, you know, scratch, i.e. in the laundry side, or you know, whether or not you can actually come up with a brand name for a product, like in the tissue task, for example, and actually and grab people's imaginations with it. And definitely, that's business orientated.
Before winning The Apprentice, Lee, you were in recruitment. Do you think The Apprentice casts the recruitment process in a good light?
I think that, you know, in any recruitment process or any good recruitment process, certainly in my years of experience, as you pointed out, you would have what's called as assessment centres. A lot of corporate organisations will look at an interview, maybe an interview process of maybe two or three interviews, depending on the opportunity. And that third interview being at maybe a half day where they're spent down and looking at assessment, understanding the different characteristics of a candidate, seeing where their key attributes are, whether or not they are, you know, quite bolshy, whether or not they, you know, they can work as a team and that type of thing. So if you look at The Apprentice on a bigger scale than that, it's very, very similar to an assessment centre that lots of corporate organisations actually go through in the UK.
What was the atmosphere like in the house? How did you get on with the other contestants?
From a personal point of view, I got on with all of them, really. You know, I think, you know, one of my key attributes is actually building relationships, and that's you know, the respect that I've been shown by my other candidates and so on and so forth. But on a business level, in terms of in some of the tasks, some people can be unmanageable. Some people, you know, felt that. That they were the best and they would go off and do it their way. And ultimately, they've paid the price because they're the ones that have been fired. So that I found that difficult. Well, one particular person was Lucinda. I felt quite difficult to manage. She was very, very, very good as a project manager, you know, and when we get on brilliantly. But somebody to manage, very, very difficult.
And now that you are going to be employed by Sir Alan finally, do you know what job you're going to be doing in his business empire?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a portfolio of businesses under AMS Holdings, and that's the company that I'm going to actually be going to work for. I can't say too much from a legality point of view, but basically he's looking at a new organisation to be part of his arm of companies that he wants me to run or manage with somebody else or one of his other colleagues, the sales teams, recruiting, looking at the sales teams, looking at the product, and actually getting that product branding out there. The product itself is going to be brand new, so it's a brand new adventure. So for me, it's a perfect job in a sense that it's pulling my professional experience, you know, as managing sales teams and, you know, managing a £30 million turnover business, and my apprentice experience in multifaceted, you know, advertising, sales, you know, management, all that type of stuff, all into one, into a real environment. So that's why I can talk quite passionately about The Apprentice being a business orientated show, because essentially that's what I'm going to be going to do now.
And now that it's not a TV game show, and he really is your boss, will you allow Sir Alan Sugar to speak to you the way that he addressed, maybe not you during the series, because as you say, he didn't really face full on wrath of Sir Alan, but do you think you'd allow him to address you the way that he addressed some of the other contestants?
I think with Sir Alan, you know, what you see is what you get with him, and he's a very fair guy. He's a very fair man, but he's firm. He's a firm guy as well, you know. And if you've done something, you know, wrong, or you know, if you haven't done something the way it should be, or whatever, you should, you know, working for somebody like Sir Alan, you should expect a bit of, as you put it, wrath, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what you get with Sir Alan. You know, he's an incredibly loyal guy, and you know, if you deliver for him, I'm pretty sure he'll look after you, and that's why I want to work for him.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.